Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The National Asset Management Agency is set to be wound down by the end of next year. The so-called bad bank, it was put in place, you'll remember, to rescue the banking sector by managing distressed property assets. But with house prices now surpassing pre-crash levels, could the agency now play a role in solving the ongoing housing crisis? Well, I'm joined in the studio by Rory Hearn, who's Associate Professor in Social Policy at Maynooth University, and Professor John Fitzgerald, Adjunct Professor in Economics at Trinity College. Dublin. Thank you both for coming in, first of all. John, it was John McManus who was writing about this in the Irish Times last week. He said NAMA was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to fix the property market and we blew it. What do you think of that statement?
He has paid no attention to what NAMA was set up to do. It was set up to deal with the distressed assets. And as the then chairman of NAMA told the Public Accounts Committee, legally, they were required to get the best achievable financial returns for the state and get the best price for the assets. And I was like going back to 2009 when they were set up, we had a financial crisis, which people forget today. And we had to deal with the banks, mm-hmm. and they bought the assets at a much lower price than anybody expected in 2010.
Using borrowed money.
The result of that was that the state had a much bigger hole in the banks, mm-hmm. which they then had to go for a bailout to do. But NAMA, if they had paid too little for the assets and the state was pushed into a bailout and then they made a really big profit at the end, you could say they'd done a bad job. If they made a loss, they would have done a bad job. And they've made a small profit relative to over 15 years, it is,
yeah.
$5 billion. But they were set up to do a job and their legal remit was given. And they've delivered on it. If you want to do something else, then the Land Development Agency are the people to do it.
Right. So, I mean, you can take that point, but then, Rory, you can look at what NAMA ended up having, the cash reserves that it had, the fact that it was debt-free, it had land capable of playing host to 80,000 homes, and change its remit. And I think that's the point that John McManus was making in his piece. Do you agree with him that perhaps there was a time to look at NAMA, and maybe it's now, and say, well, let's ask NAMA and allow it to do something else?
Absolutely. And I've written extensively about this in research. NAMA has been one of the core areas I've researched for the last 10 years in terms of housing. And people are probably quite familiar with my criticisms of the approach to NAMA. And the issue with NAMA is that whatever reasons and the questions around the bank bailout and it being set up, from 2015 onwards, it was quite clear that the issues around debt repayment, the issue around the property market was changing. And therefore, in that moment, and from then on, for the last kind of 8 years, we have been in a position where NAMA's remit could have been changed, number one, through legislation. There was no issue around that. But secondly, the approach it took to its commercial, maximising the commercial return to the state, was to sell almost a land that could have built 100,000 homes to real estate investors, to vulture funds. Why did it not take a different approach to realising the commercial value? And today, NAMA still has land that could build 14,000 homes. And I think immediately the government should move that none of that land is sold to investor funds or property developers, but is actually transferred immediately to the Land Development Agency.
Yeah, but it's job though, Rory. I understand your argument, apart from the part where I know its job was to get as much money as it could for those assets that it had paid for. So it had to attract in the overseas investors, as I understand it. It had to give them tax breaks for building buy to let. It had to make as much money as it could. And if it didn't, we'd all be saying, well, NAMA has completely failed.
No, I completely disagree. When it was set up, this idea of the commercial mandate being a requirement to essentially act as a real estate property speculator, which is essentially what NAMA has acted as, because it has sought out real estate funds to sell the land. As I said, it has sold 60,000 homes, almost land that could almost build 100,000 homes, to real estate investors, to property developers. Only a fifth of that land has actually had homes built on it since the land has been sold. The NAMA had another mandate, which was a social mandate, which was a requirement to contribute to the economic and social development of its state. It did not use that mandate. It could have. There's also within the legislation
were
that
they
set
conflicting?
Up NAMA.
Were they conflicting mandates, though?
They are conflicting, but the Minister for Finance could direct NAMA under the legislation to do what the minister wanted. It could have directed NAMA to take a different approach. For example, why not sell the land to approved housing bodies? Why not sell the land to bodies like Ocoolon, who could build affordable housing on it? It didn't have to sell it to investor funds and vulture funds.
Well, John, you might explain to us why that didn't happen, why NAMA didn't sell the land to those organisations.
Because it was required under the legislation to produce the maximum return for the state. Now, after 2016, the state could have taken a different view and sold, it's told them we're going to shut down NAMA, sell the assets to the Land Development Agency and have somebody else, another state agency, do what Rory said.
So that's the missed opportunity then?
Well, it's a question of whether that was an opportunity. I'm not an expert on managing actual property. But what I'm saying is that NAMA was set up under the NTMA, which managed the government debt, to organise the bailout of the state. The job was largely done by 2016. And there's a very interesting European Commission paper which compares NAMA to the Spanish and German equivalents and basically said NAMA has done a great job up to 2016. The Germans were at the bottom in terms of marks on how they performed. Now, the problems of the state in 2011 and 10 are different from what they are today. So that's why we have the Land Development Agency. It may well be that you sell the assets to the Land Development Agency. But the thing is, the people who were put in to manage NAMA were not property developers. They were there to get the money for the state. If you want to use the land which is owned by the state to extend the housing market, you need people who have had that expertise. That's the Land Development Agency. And asking bankers to sort out our housing problem, which is essentially what NAMA were, they were staffed with people from the banking sector, they didn't have the expertise.
So, Rory, is there an opportunity now to change the remit and perhaps to do some of what you said should have been done years ago?
Absolutely. And John has said it there very clearly that the state could turn around, the government could turn around tomorrow, obviously on the break, but when it comes back in September, pass legislation and transfer the land, the remaining land and assets of NAMA over to the Land Development Agency. So to ensure that whatever is left is actually used to build affordable housing, because NAMA says we've built, you know, or supported the building of almost 30,000 homes, but only a fraction of those were social housing, required the 10%. All of those were sold at maximum value. NAMA actually played a role in inflating house prices and will continue to do so unless the land and property it has is transferred away. There's still an opportunity for a small social dividend to come back from NAMA if we transfer that land. It is really important that we understand that NAMA was operating, as John said, under this commercial mandate. But as I said, that commercial mandate did not have to mean selling this land to investor funds and real estate funds. But what actually it did was there was a number of policies that came together through NAMA. One was the economic recovery of the banks, of the economy. The other one was of the property market itself. And we need to be honest about this. NAMA was given a remit, and Brendan McDonagh talks about it. I went through the annual statements. We are playing a role in recovering the Irish property market. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It means we are adding to house prices. We want to inflate property prices to get them back to recover the asset values off the banks. In a way, you could argue this was a generational sort of policy to recover the assets of those who had assets, and the generation coming behind who needed housing were essentially locked out. That what NAMA could have been. I completely agree with John McManus. NAMA was a disaster for affordable housing, and it was a squandered opportunity.
You talk about them selling to investor funds, but there was nobody else to buy them.
But the point is that if that's not true, actually, that there was nobody else to buy them. Approved housing bodies were looking for land. And I made this point over and over. Ocoolon, for example, were looking for land. So we had ways in which they could have sold the land, but they didn't want to sell it to those.
Well, John,
because
they wouldn't have made enough money.
But they wouldn't have made the maximum.
Well, their remit was to get the money back.
Well, it was
to get
a commercial
billion.
Return. A commercial return doesn't necessarily mean you get the absolute maximum. Mm. It means that you get a return. And this this is where I would disagree with John.
Well, John, you talked to me about what NAMA were tasked to do when it came to that land and whether it was right for them to sell to investor funds. Was there anybody else, like a housing body, that they could have sold that
they
land
were
to?
Legally required to get the best possible price for the assets, and the money went to the state, to we, the people of Ireland. It wasn't going to the banks. The banks, the shareholders were wiped out because they put such a low valuation in 2010.
But you can see how, you know, Rory can argue that was so short-sighted when you have now a generation of people who can't afford a house, and if they can, it's not there for them to buy.
And you're into a separate issue of the state's role in the housing market, and I would be very critical of the state's role in the housing market. Like Rory, I would have a different interpretation of why. But that's for the state. NAMA was given a job to do. It did it. Don't blame NAMA. Blame the government if you don't like what happened.
I do think John is right about that. And I have always said that NAMA is not just NAMA. NAMA was also acting very, you know, coordinated basis with the government as well. The government was giving the main direction of NAMA. And in a way, as John is absolutely right, NAMA was just doing what NAMA was set up to do. So we're right, John is right to say actually it's not NAMA's fault. It was a political decision. Mm-hmm. And this point about the different, like for example, in 2016, 2018, 2020, when NAMA became debt-free 4 years ago, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael could have then put in place new legislation. It could have wound up NAMA if it wanted to. It could have changed NAMA's mandate. It can still change NAMA's mandate. So in a way, does need to go back to the government decisions and the accountability and ask that question. Why did the government not change its remit?
Well, it can do it now. And are you agreed, John? I know what Rory thinks about this and what should happen with the assets and that they should be transferred to the Land Development Agency. Are you saying that that's what should happen now, or do you merely go as far as saying it could happen?
No, I think that should happen. It's time that NAMA was wound up. But I think the problems of the housing market, I think, listen to Rachel Reeves, the new Chancellor of the Exchequer in Britain. She's saying the planning system is the problem. We've brought in a planning bill, which isn't yet enacted, which is 700 pages long. Yeah. It's going to be in the courts for years. We need a simplification of the planning legislation so that the planning is a huge obstacle to housing, and it's a huge obstacle to tackling climate change. We really need to get our act together on that. So transferring the assets of NAMA to Land Development Agency, fine, but that's a small issue. Dealing with the other problems in making this country livable in is more urgent.
Okay, I have to leave that there, but thank you both for coming in. John Fitzgerald and Rory Hearn, back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.